And that was I'm Going Down to Mississippi, or just plain old Going Down to Mississippi, Phil Oakes, song from the 60s. Back now to my conversation with Cynthia Berger of the Santa Cruz Tenants Association.
Is there any tendency, though, or any movement, do you think, that if, as you suggest might well happen, there isn't a fifth vote for an emergency ordinance on the 11th, and it gets delayed, requires two readings, and then another month to go into effect? I think that's what it is. It gets two readings, and a month later it goes into effect. So that's 2 months away. I could be wrong about that, but it's at least a month away. If then, during that period of time, you know, rents are raised, people start getting kicked out, is there any support, do you think, to defend those people who are getting kicked out? In terms of protests, raising issues?
This isn't an organized thing. I mean, I've reached out to Students United with Renters because I know that Zav Hirschfield has, you know, is interested in these kinds of actions, but it isn't easy to get. The thing is, you can't do that for people. They have to do it for themselves, Robert. That's the thing. You know, I mean, you can do certain things for people, but you can't do a rent strike for people. They have to withhold their rent. But as far as, like, I've been talking about, can we organize, like, an eviction protection collective and stuff like that. I've been trying to bring people to town from San Francisco. Like, there's a woman named Fred who's amazing, and they're with a housing, I forget what it's called. Like, there's so many groups up there, but there's a really great group, and they do things like this to try to help prevent people from getting evicted. And there's a lot of different tactics. I've been to some trainings on them. We need an eviction collective.
Do you have a phone tree yet for that? I mean, something where you can call on people to come out.
Group of people who are, you know, able to do this stuff like they have in the Bay Area. Even if you have a little core group of 30 people, you can't get that in Santa Cruz. You can get a little core group of 5 people.
Right, no, I know. But do you have, as I said before, a phone tree where you can actually, at least you can call a great number of people and some of them will show up and to, you know, with picket signs?
No. We don't have something where we can be sure some of them will show up.
Or you can at least hope some of them show up. I mean, do you have a phone tree where you can at least inform people of what's going on?
Well, I don't, but the rent control campaign does, but they haven't shared that with us, the tenant organizer.
Now, are they more concerned?
I think we need to work on that.
Yeah, no, I understand. Is there a lot of, you know, I know some of the folks in the rent movement are more conservative, the rent control movement are more conservative than others. What do you think is necessary? You're mentioning just more organizing this.
Well, there's a bunch of different movements that we're talking about. There's the rent control, you know, that's an ongoing process. And then there's eviction protection, that's entirely different, you know, kind of group of people. And so, you know, again, it's just finding the right people who want to do that stuff. I think we talked, you know, we have more likelihood right now if we could use that, you know, maybe we should try to send out some stuff over that. But I find it hard working with certain people who work slowly. You know, for me, I want to work more quickly. Some people are cautious like a tortoise, slow and cautious. Mm-hmm. In their work and enjoy working with their small group, and I'm more like, you know, want to get things done.
Got to reach out.
I'm impatient, and I would like to get tenant organizers working together. And now we have, you know, there's not one group, Robert.
Now there was an issue that came up at the Huff meeting yesterday. People wanted to, you know, form sort of coalitions with renters. It actually came up last week, too. And I mentioned that, well, you know, there's been a number of speakers at city council who talked about how important, you know, the fact that there's a huge homeless population, it's growing, and there's no shelter, all this shit, which is all true.
Here's something I can do.
Wait. Let me finish this.
Okay.
But the question, I guess, is, I didn't want to throw cold water on what folks were saying. Because I think, you know, it's really important if people can. I said, well, good, go to the renter meetings, you know, and join and see if they'll let you in. You know, I know there's a certain, you don't want to.
Well, it's called the Movement for Housing Justice.
Yeah.
And I would like to, there's a, like a steering committee that's left over from the campaign, from the rent control campaign, and I want to add a lot of new people to that because those folks were wanting to meet regularly, and so I can add more people to that group and we can have a more interesting conversation possibly.
Mm-hmm. So can people, well, I was saying that for me it's always important to have...
People, that I am willing to say publicly is that I have been advocating for this for quite a while, that the city should have a department that is tenant services all in under one person who oversees it and is not anti-tenant, like not somebody from the economic development department. And they
Not Robert Singleton?
Yeah, right. But they should be able to have under a tenant services like emergency rental assistance and tenants' rights hotline and any other things. Like, I think there should be a website, a communications website for renters. There's 60% of the city, and on that there should be a variety of things that renters can look up, including housing issues that are coming up at meetings that they might want to weigh in on as renters, because housing is being planned for renters that renters have no say in, and it's at prices that renters can't afford. So, you know, that's another part of just renter services.
That's something else I want to talk to you about. But before I get into that, do you want me to give out your number for people to call if they want to be a part of this possible new steering committee that you're working on?
So, absolutely. So that would be great.
So give out your number.
And I especially would like to invite also people who are living in their vehicles.
Well, good. Give us a number that people should call.
Okay, so the hotline that you can, everybody can reach me at, and if I don't pick it up, I'll get a transcription of your voice message as a text sent to me right away, which is really helpful.
Interesting.
Sometimes I'm on the phone. The number is Santa Cruz Tenants Rights Hotline is 831-222-0359. So 831-222-0359. And if you look up Santa Cruz Tenants, you'll get my website, and my email is there too, santacruztenants@gmail.com. So it's all on my website. Just look up Renters Rights in Santa Cruz or Santa Cruz Tenants, and you'll find my website.
I mean, there is a meeting tonight, for example, of the Coalition, Santa Cruz Coalition on Homelessness, run by Brent Adams. That is 150 Felker Street area where he does storage. He does the day and night storage program, and he's looking for he's interested in homelessness and, you know, ways to address emergency shelter this winter, like the Ross campground and so forth. But that might be a place. It would be great to see some tenant activists showing up.
Yes, I'm planning on going to that, Robert.
Excellent.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, and
I missed that meeting.
That is at 7:30 tonight. Sorry, is that right? 7:30 to 9 tonight at 150 Felker Street for anyone listening. I'll be playing this tonight at 6, so people can still get down there if they want.
Is that a house or a business?
It's a series of businesses, and you would go to Suite H. Suite
H. 150. And it's further down the street, or is it right on the corner across from Denny's?
Oh, it's way down the street. If you ever were here during the Camp Paradise time, I'm not sure if you were or not. It's near where the entrance to Camp Paradise, it's where you come off the pedestrian bridge that goes across the river.
But it's the same street that's the last street off of Ocean Street past Denny's.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, that's great to hear. I mean, that's one of the things I was grousing about at the Huff meeting yesterday was we never get tenant act. Well, we actually did have a tenant activist, kind of, someone who was interested in tenant activism, but who wasn't actually an official tenant activist at the last meeting.
I'm sort of an activist, and I'm also a counselor because the hotline, I just answer people's questions. That's pretty easy. That's not like...
You're an activist, Cynthia.
What I do on the hotline is not. It is simply dealing with people who are traumatized. They're not activists.
Right, but
call my hotline.
Well, you could be an activist.
Not activist.
You could be an activist who's helping people who are traumatized.
Yes. I mean, that's just part of what I do. But the hotline is, I can get help on the hotline. I'm going to wind it down. I can't do this anymore.
Uh-huh.
So it's too much time, and I'm not getting paid, and I need money.
What are the chances?
If I don't get paid by the city, this hotline is going to go away unless.
What are the chances of, you mentioned an organizer who had helped you pull the campaign together, student organizer. Is that likely to continue? Can that person be pulled in? Or?
opportunity, but the student group opted not to run the hotline as in the same way that I do, which is, you know, it took me a few years to build my number, and they have some other number that hardly anybody ever calls, or they feel people like if they run into people. So they haven't embraced the idea of running the hotline, and that's Students United with Renters, and the person I was referring to is associated with that group.
Is Movement for Housing Justice, is that a cover group or a separate group from Students
United? Movement for Housing Justice was really the coalition that formed to start the rent control campaign, but as people were having discussions at the beginning of the coalition, some of us said, we don't want to just do a rent control campaign. You have to have a tenant base. We're doing a rent control campaign without having built a tenant base. So therefore, I didn't expect to win because you have to have a tenant base to win. Mm-hmm. But so we said, so we want to make our mission dual. One is, okay, we're going to run a rent control campaign. So we did that. That's over. Now we have to have a new mission. But the other mission that we have that's ongoing is to organize renters in the city of Santa Cruz. And that's kind of a vague mission.
Well, again, as I'm saying, I'm thinking the one good place to start is trying to raise publicity and issues for essentially tenants who get evicted in the next month if they delay this crap.
I know, but there's not a switchboard, and there's not money to publicize it. Now, I don't know how to publicize that. I have a hotline. People call me because they're in trouble, not because they want to add data to a database. So, we didn't have money. It takes money to publicize stuff. I'm not a publicist, so I don't know how to do that. So I don't want to spend my time doing that because I spend a lot of time.
Right, no one's saying.
My problem is, it's great to throw ideas out there, but how are you going to publicize that?
I understand.
It'd be easier for me to find someone to make that data.
Well, that's the issue. You have a bunch of people left over from the rent control or tenant, mobilizing campaign, and presumably you guys are having another meeting soon, and I mean there'll be certainly a large number of people coming on the 11th, who are going to be seeing that. And there'll be something will happen or won't happen on the 11th that will mean there's either an immediate crisis or at least a freeze and a delay in the crisis.
Why don't you and I call a meeting?
I'll come to any meeting you want to call.
I mean, at that next meeting, why don't you and I plan a meeting and announce it? Because
we're back on the stream again here, Cynthia. You were going to talk about what?
Yes.
The rent control scene now. What's coming up on the 11th? What's been happening?
Yeah. What's on the menu for the next couple of years? I would like to just briefly say we had a very short timeline for this rent control campaign, and I and a couple of other people, knowing the history and what it takes, didn't expect to win, so I wasn't disappointed. I was happy we got 40% of the vote. But that doesn't stop here, because a rent control fight takes approximately 3 years before you can get it passed at the ballot, which is what we want. So now we're going to go through some iterations of city council putting out rent control through 2020, trying to put out things, and they'll be challenged with a referenda by the California Apartment Association as soon as the new city council makes any kind of rent control with teeth. Then they, I expect that to be overturned. And anyway, so my job that I see it, if I want to see rent control of the city of Santa Cruz, is to continue organizing tenants and educating people about what rent control is as they have experienced it under the rent freeze. And that's a pretty good rent control, not excellent. So now we're continuing to work together and have a coalition, and we will be meeting Santa Cruz Tenants Association and Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. We'll start meeting in coalition, and we will be inviting Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom to become a coalition partner movement for housing justice, which is has as a mission to organize tenants for political power.
Go ahead.
So we're going to have a meeting to start off the conversation on Eviction Day. So Eviction Day is December 12th. And the reason it's called Eviction Day is because that is the day after the rent freeze in the city of Santa Cruz has lapsed, and
those protections will no longer be available to tenants that have been available for the past nearly a year because the city council refused to extend them so far. We have hopes that the new city council will extend those protections, but we're predicting there's a very high likelihood that there will be at least a 30-day period where there's no protections aside from the normal, very few protections under California state law. So I'm calling that eviction day. I want people to know this. And I also would like to let anyone who hears this know that you'd please call the Santa Cruz Tenants Association hotline if you hear of anyone who's getting evicted, who would have been protected under the rent freeze, but even if they're just getting evicted at all in the next any time from now on, if because we want to keep track of how many evictions are happening. There's no good way to do that, but because a lot of evictions are just a notice to vacate and people move along, and so that doesn't get reported anywhere. So please report all notices to vacate to the Santa Cruz Tenants Association hotline, and that's 831-222-0359. And you can just leave your report there, and I'll get it. I'll note it down.
And repeat that number again, Cynthia.
Yes, 831-222-0359.
Okay.
And so that's eviction day, December 12th. December 11th, and we're going to have our meeting, the coalition building. We're going to discuss that at the Sub Rosa Cafe at 11 a.m., and that's on the corner of Pacific Avenue at Sycamore Street on Wednesday, December 12th. That's the corner of Pacific Avenue and Sycamore Street by the Bike Church, or there's also a Chinese restaurant there. Oh, the name is escaping me.
Yeah,
and Flower. Yeah,
it's right a seven. The actual address is 703 Pacific, and I'm never clear if that street is Sycamore or some other tree that starts with S. But you know,
yeah, I'm not sure either. But I'm pretty sure that's Sycamore. But Sycamore, I think no.
And it's next to the Bike Church. For those who know that.
I think that might be Pine Street or Spruce or something, because Sycamore is the one that has a brand new apartment on the corner.
Could be, but in any case,
further down.
In any case, it's 703 Pacific. It's next.
703 Pacific.
Yeah,
Lower Pacific Avenue, and we'll be there at 11 a.m. It's called the Sub Rosa Cafe, and it's by the Bike Church.
It certainly is.
And it's down below Laurel Street, a couple blocks.
Yep.
So we'll be there, and anyone, you know, if you're interested in building a coalition between renters and homeless people, please come to this meeting, and we'll discuss how to get involved with the Movement for Housing Justice, who are the folks that put on the rent control campaign. Santa Cruz Tenants Association, that's me. I'm a member of that coalition, and I would like to see many more homeless people involved in the Movement for Housing Justice, of course, so that it truly is, you know, a movement.
For housing justice.
Yeah.
So
that's
going on.
The rent freeze is lapsing. The new city council will take their seats probably December 11th, and we're trying to figure out the exact mechanics of that and how soon they can call a meeting to extend a rent freeze, even if it could be an emergent special meeting that's sooner than January 8th, which is their next scheduled meeting because of all the holidays. So
I think they can. I think they can force the mayor to do it because they have three members. They can. They can force a meeting. They can force an item on the agenda. But, yeah, we'll see if that happens. And
yes.
Yeah, wind it down, though, because I got a roll on you. But I guess
unfortunately, they have these stupid rules where they can't make decisions except for at regularly scheduled meetings. So that might be a rule they might need to change in order to protect a lot of renters. But I don't know if that's in the city charter or in the city council rules. But so they could have a special meeting. Let's say they had it 3 days, like next, you know, Friday or something after the city council meeting where they get seated. But they still wouldn't be able to pass action at the special meeting.
So there are,
as I understand it.
So there are two dates to remember. One is Tuesday the 11th, when you might want to show up. Those of you who are interested listening. At City Council, which I'm not sure at the time I'll be announcing it on Sunday. Usually the agenda doesn't come out until later on Thursday, and this is being recorded early on Thursday. But then the next day, as you were saying, Cynthia, it's 11 o'clock Sub Rosa for this coalition meeting of HUF and the Santa Cruz Renters Association?
Yes, Santa Cruz Tenants Association and any associated folks who want to come, any renters who hear this.
And also, you'll be going to you may be going to this thing at Felker Street that Brent Adams is throwing, the Coalition, Santa Cruz Coalition on Homelessness, which he's and maybe inviting people there.
That will be
tonight, actually.
December 6th.
That's right. And people who are listening to this broadcast, it's happening probably within the next hour. So if you want to get to it, you should sort of hustle on down there. If you want to listen to this show and hear more of this interview, well, actually, you've heard the whole interview by now, but more of this show, you can always catch it on the archives. The show is archived on huffsantacruz.org, and so you can go back and hear it all again if you want.
I have one more piece of information.
Go for it.
Got time to share? So I have heard that there are two of the landlords for rent control, that's a little tiny group of about four people, that don't have a website or a Facebook page that I know of, but maybe they do, but they're just a little group of folks who worked on the rent control campaign. They are writing a new rent freeze proposed ordinance, and so I'm wanting to see it and have input and keep people informed as I find out more about that.
Make sure that you don't sell the baby and the bathwater at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, Cynthia, thank you. And again, for folks who want to contact you on your hotline, that would be at
831-222-0359. And you can look me up online. If you just look up Santa Cruz Tenants or Renters' Rights in Santa Cruz, you'll come to my website because I'm the only thing there is at this point in time. And I'm a volunteer. I do this all volunteer, so folks know.
Sounds good.
So if they expect me to pay, if I don't call them back right away, I don't have a boss lashing me with a whip.
Yeah. Certainly not. All right. Thank you, Cynthia. And we'll.
Thanks, Robert, for your work.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hey, communications.
You too. Hey. You take care, babe.
Have a good one.
I'm not rich, but I'm wealthy. Yeah. I'm not so strong, but I am. Fairly healthy, yeah. You might not like what I do. We're a different you. And I'm gonna put all that away. Can we be a different way? Oh, we have. Today, oh, can't you see? We sons and daughters, seems like he just on for slaughter. Things don't matter, I'm sure they ought to. Lies were told, and the people they bought them. All around the table, they will sit. Each one thinking to outwit others to take the most that they can. Then march it home to a big brass band. Can't you see where your sons and daughters seems like he's just hard for slaughter. I'm sure they ought to, but lies were told, and the people they bought up, people they bought up, yeah. What would we lose? Nobody knows. Never has an elected brought so much woe. I hope he keeps his fingers off the goals, but
And that was a somewhat ill-fated Donald Trump protest song by Deanne Carroll. Here's some more from, Ricardo Lopez and company. Okay, well, I'm here in Denny's, and I'm talking with
Ricardo Lopez.
And also his benefactor.
Noel. No, friend. He's the same. He's my benefactor as well.
You're both...
A mutual benefaction.
Yeah. You're both musicians.
Right. Violinist.
How long have you been violining on the street with this ragamuffin?
No, I don't have my instrument here. It's in Baltimore, but when I have it, I'll be playing here. In the meantime, I've been singing and...
She's been singing and giving quite a great... People love her. Santa Cruz loves her.
So how many hours a day or a week would you say you spend on the street?
He plays starting at about 6. I get there about 7, and we go until about midnight if we can, although 10 o'clock is the noise ordinance, which we obey.
Yeah, you better obey or else, woman. All right, then. So I hear from Mandel and Mark that some errant ranger has been harassing you guys.
What this was somebody training another ranger.
Or mistraining, perhaps.
Yeah, mistraining them because they came out and they said, no soliciting after dark. And I said, when did this start? And they said, oh, this has always been what they've missed. I took the ticket because she said, if you want a ticket, I said, no, I'll take a ticket on this and we're going to fight it. Because it wasn't really her. It's the other guy that's telling her because he's training her, but she's supposed to give the ticket.
And, of course, you got the names of both people, didn't you?
Yeah, I've got the ticket.
And up next on Free Radio Stream at The Matter, it's important to...